friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
They said his daughter died in a car crash, but father prays and discovers police were wrong. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. The news that 18-year-old Hannah Wastito died in a car crash devastated her father. He broke down in tears and hit his knees in prayer. Then, something miraculous happened. Tesfay Albi felt something was off when his 18-year-old daughter, Hannah Wastito, asked to go out for the night following her high school graduation. The family had spent the day celebrating her achievement, but then, like most teens, she wanted to go out with her friends. Around 7 p.m., she said she wanted to go and watch the car race on O Street. "Everybody's watching," she said, recalls Hannah's father. The outing made Tesfay nervous. Something inside of him was telling him not to let her go. But those gentle promptings can be easy to dismiss. Tesfay asked his 18-year-old daughter to be careful, to which Hannah Wastito agreed. But after she left, the worried father's unease only increased. "My heart didn't settle down," he said. Tesfay Albi even tried following Hannah and her friends, but when he couldn't find them, he returned home, most likely worrying he was being overprotective. But then, hours later, he got the phone call every parent dreads. When the phone rang, Tesfay Albi didn't know the person on the other end. "I got this number. You don't know me, but your daughter is in an accident and in bad shape. Please reach her now," the stranger said. That's all it took. Hannah Wastito's dad went racing out of the house and to the crash scene. And when he arrived, an officer told him his daughter had died in a car crash. They said, "You cannot get through. You cannot see her, touch her. This is under investigation," Tesfay recalled. The incident occurred when a young man under the influence and driving a black Ford Taurus struck a Toyota Corolla. After the impact, both vehicles left the roadway and struck multiple pedestrians on the sidewalk. One of those pedestrians was Hannah Wastito. The news his daughter had died in a car crash sent Tesfay and his family reeling. He instantly cried out to his Heavenly Father for comfort and guidance. "On the road, we cried. We fell down on our knees, prayed," the dad explained. And after two agonizing hours, those prayers were answered with another phone call. Just a few hours after hearing their daughter died in a car crash, Hannah Wastito's family received a call saying she was in the hospital in critical condition. "Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. This is a chance," Hannah's father replied. Tragically, two young women died in the car crash that day. Apparently, when arriving at the scene, Tesfay Albi pointed to one of the deceased and told the officer it was his daughter, and this resulted in a devastating miscommunication. The family raced to the hospital where Hannah was being treated for a crushed pelvis. And a few days later, Hannah finally opened her eyes for the first time. She broke down in tears when she saw her family. Hannah Wastito has a long road of recovery ahead of her, and her parents are balancing caring for her and their other child who has special needs. But they are so grateful to be planning their daughter's recovery versus her funeral. "God is good," Tesfay Albi said. Man who was adopted at birth is shocked to discover his co-worker is his biological father. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Nathan Booz knew he was adopted, but he had no idea he was already friends with his dad. In this incredibly touching and strange story, a man who was adopted at birth is shocked to discover his co-worker is his biological father. Can you imagine? I mean, we spend 40-plus hours a week with people at our jobs, and sometimes they feel like family. But in this story, Nathan's co-worker is more than just that. They share the same blood. "Growing up, I always knew that I was adopted. It just never crossed my mind that I would ever find my parents," Nathan said. Because Nathan's adoptive parents loved him so well, He never thought to ask about his biological parents. And his parents never thought to tell him the identity of his biological parents because, well, he never asked. Yet, one day, when Nathan's mom dropped by for a visit, she noticed something incredible. While Nathan and his mom were on Facebook, a familiar name and profile appeared in Nathan's friends. She was shocked to find out Nathan was already friends with his biological dad on Facebook because they worked for the same trucking company. What are the odds? Most of the time, when children are adopted, they go to live with their adoptive family in a different town or state, or sometimes even halfway around the world. But that wasn't the case for Nathan. When he was lovingly placed for adoption, his adoptive parents were chosen in the same city as his biological mom. She had placed him with distant family, but never told Nathan's biological dad. Not only was Nathan friends with his father on Facebook, he learned they had been friends for 2 years because they worked for the same trucking company known as Rock Solid Transport in Chippewa Falls. Once the shock wore off, Nathan reached out to his biological father, Bob DeGaro. Nathan wasn't the only one who felt stunned at this revelation. Bob felt it too. It's still kind of a shock. There are days when I'm not sure what to say or how to act. I mean, he is my son, but I mean, we didn't have that father-son relationship growing up and instead met through a work relationship, Bob said. When Nathan asked Bob why he put him up for adoption, Bob gave him a real, loving, and honest answer. Bob was struggling financially, and he wanted his child to have the best of everything. Bob also knew that he wasn't much of a father, and he wanted his son to have someone he could look up to. What makes this incredible journey of finding family so incredible is how alike the pair are. Not only do they both like to drive trucks, and they work for the same company, but they also have the same mannerisms. The pair don't take it for granted that they are family and spend time together when they can. The pair also say they are excited to grow their friendship they already have into a family relationship. God is just so good. He is the author and perfecter of our faith and lives. It's a comfort to know He weaves our family storyline into the beautiful story that is and for Nathan. It's an incredible story of a loving adoptive family and loving biological parents who wanted him to have the best life could offer. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great delight. The story of the Bible is the story of adoption. We are all adopted into God's spiritual family as a chosen child of God. Ephesians 1:5.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.